For gardeners everywhere, the last few weeks have been a delight. Visits to garden centres, car boots full of bedding plants, beds and borders ablaze with colour, scents and smells of summer blooms in the air. There is a peacefulness about losing oneself and getting down and dirty amongst the soil and arranging the tender plants in anticipation of the explosion of colour they will produce in the weeks ahead. I love every moment spent in the garden. But as darkness falls, it becomes a battleground. The enemy? The army of marauding mollusks that invade and threaten the very existence of the young plants. Plants that need food and water and nurturing, not to be devoured by the slippery, slimy creatures that come to destroy them. Despite a regular sprinkling of slug pellets, they still somehow manage to cross the barriers. Once, after spending hours planting out, I found next day that many of the plants no longer existed. Drastic action was called for. I have tried everything, from rather unsightly slug pellets to yoghurt pots filled with beer. The slugs may die happy, but who really wants plastic pots in their borders or the smell of stale beer permeating the air? I have certainly never seen any when visiting National Trust gardens. I was given a book entitled 50 Ways to Kill a Slug, but the quickest way I have found to annihilate them is this. I wait until dark and venture out like a slug super sleuth armed with my salt pot to do the deed. Creature lovers, stop listening at this point because it gets nasty. Slight pangs of guilt and a tiny bit of soul-searching follow as I contemplate the cruel streak I seem to have developed where slugs and snails are concerned. But as I stalk my prey, my only mission is to protect my vulnerable plants, as they cannot fight for themselves. Next morning, the little piles of salt dotted here and there adorn the garden, but all pests are exterminated for another day. And then there are the cats. Many cats live in our street and consider my garden to be their own personal toilet. Again, I have tried everything to deter them. From an expensive sonic alarm, they went behind it to do their business, to filled plastic water bottles. Apparently, they don't like the shimmer. However, the cats in our area didn't mind it and actually went on top of them. Cat pepper, orange peel, plants to deter them, crystals, mothballs, or anything else I could find. The internet advised to place pieces of rubber tubing here and there on the soil, as cats would think they were snakes and be scared. I went one better and purchased actual plastic snakes. Still no deterrent. Next came the water pistol. Bowed under the weight of the enormous weapon, it was quite heavy when loaded with water, I crept stealthily towards my prey. Feeling like an extra in a Terminator film, I manoeuvred it onto my shoulder and took aim, only to see the blighters rapidly disappearing over the wall. Although desperate, I drew the line at transporting lion dung from the local zoo because I wasn't keen on having the smell in my car or my garden. The theory here is that the cats believe bigger animals have invaded their territory and they leave in fright. I purchased instead an expensive box of lion dung pellets, which I used in their entirety in one treatment. Without success. So, another year, another season of battle. Is it all worth it? When those plants are saved and that stunning array of blossom greets me every day? Yes, indeed, it certainly is.